is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, this is my long-awaited episode on supplements. I've been thinking about doing this as long as I've had this broadcast, and you can see the pressure not to do it. This is so helpful to everybody. I just do not understand why there's so much pressure, just so much disinformation and pressure from the medical industry. You would have to posit really nefarious reasons. Okay, but when you've got, for instance, an older person like my grandmother who was in the nursing home and having nightmares, really terrible nightmares, and nobody could get her a vitamin B. Why not, right? Or you have children who have learning problems and they're happy to prescribe antidepressants that make them go flat, but not ask about if they have enough gamma-linoleic acid in their diet. Really, really. I just recently on a podcast that I was listening to heard a doctor say there is an inordinate trust of the medical profession. Doctors are, after all, human beings, he said, and they can't all know everything about all of the literature. Okay, I think that's measured. Anyway, I'm going to talk about supplements, but I am not a doctor and I'm not prescribing, nor am I caring, right? Because we always have to say all of this disclaimer because somebody has a pecuniary interest in being in charge of anything that's curative. I recently had an otherwise reasonably intelligent man say, oh, well, supplements don't do any good. What? All right, so I had to decide what to say, and I said, well, I've done me a whole lot of good. So when I had an automobile accident and had a severe concussion, I took this list of supplements that I'm going to give you here in a few minutes, and it brought me back. I really didn't know if I was going to be able to continue to work. And also when I was doing my master's thesis and slept only four, as well as working full time, and so I was sleeping only 4 hours a night for a whole year. Don't do that. Also, I brought myself back from the brain injury that caused. And I think that probably it would help a lot for a lot of children who are American children who are malnourished, even though they're fat, or who have learning problems, who may have some sort of brain injury. And I know that my physician was prescribing P5P, I believe is the name of that, which is a portion of the fatty omega acid chain. He was prescribing that for all of his children who came in with ADD, ADHD. But anyway, that's a long time ago. So I'm just going to tell you about a couple of resources and let you continue your investigation. Oh, besides it helping me, also there's abundant research, scientific research. And of course it was going on long before, it was going on in the States, it was going on in Europe and in Russia, but it's American now and there's plenty. Okay, so the book that I used when I had my brain problems was Brain Longevity by Dharma Singh Khalsa, Khalsa, MD. And with the blurb on the cover from Andrew Weil. Okay, so I was bad off enough from just overwork that I had a hard time reading the book. And Khalsa is in a group that I don't necessarily recommend. And Khalsa is not even his birth name. But clearly he had a grasp of the scientific research at the time, although he doesn't cite it. He doesn't give you the bibliographic citations, which I would have liked. But anyway, so this book, Brain Longevity, the Breakthrough Medical Program that Improves Your Mind and Memory. It's a Warner book from Time Warner, and I'm looking for the date. I think it's 1997? Oh my goodness, really? Okay, that's what I'm looking at. So the most helpful thing in this book, of course, it says eat well and exercise. But one of the most important things it says is there is no such thing as false hope. When you're talking about older people who are hoping to live longer, better, stronger, or claw their way back from dementia, then there is no such thing as false hope. And by the way, Kalsa has a outfit there that specializes in Alzheimer's. But anyway, there is no false hope. I love it. There is a whole lot of unnecessary resignation. For my money, the most important page in this book was page 426 and 27, going on to 429. This is a list of supplements. He also lists medications you might ask your doctor about. I think since then, since this is more than 20 years on, we know that many of these medications are the opposite, helpful. But anyway, so control your stressors. Meditation or the relaxation response is mind-body exercise, cardiovascular exercise, mental exercise, but not overloading. He says, don't try to remember everything, but, you know, do something. Okay. And I'm just going to read down the list that he has now. It's a starting point. Okay. Multiple vitamins. Vitamin E, and of course it has to be plant-based. Because in those days, a lot of it was petroleum-based. 400 units once a day. CoQ10, vitamin C, amino acids including phenylalanine, glutamine, methionine, and arginine. Vitamin B complex, chlorophyll-based green drink, phosphatidylcholine derived from lecithin, phosphatidylserine, acetyl L-carnitine. Okay, so the phosphatidylserine, I had a friend say, oh, this will bring back your words in 10 days, meaning anomia. So phosphatidylcholine might be something that you want to take all the time. So for a preventive dosage for phosphatidylcholine, he's saying up to 2,000 milligrams a day. And for patients with age-associated memory impairment, he's saying phosphatidylcholine, 2,000 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day. Okay, I want to say something about the acetyl-L-carnitine and combined with the CoQ10. So this is good for your brain longevity, also good for your heart. In general, you'll find the things that are good for the heart are also good for the brain. Ginseng, and my experience is Panax better for men and Eleuthero better for women. Ginkgo biloba. Now, Deprenil. This may be prescription only. And he's got for preventing brain degeneration, 1 milligram. For patients seeking to optimize cognitive functions, up to 2 once or twice a day. And for those with age-associated memory impairment, 3 to 4 milligrams twice a day. So that may be something prescription. Melatonin, not for preventative, but that's, of course, to help you sleep. DHEA. Okay, so DHEA is a precursor to hormones. So for preventative, he says if age 50 or older, DHEA levels are low, then maybe up to 50 milligrams once a day or every other day. And with those with memory loss, up to 200 milligrams. But levels must be checked by a physician. Pregnenolone, also only for those with age-associated memory impairment. Paracetam, not for preventative. Lucredil, not for preventative. Vimpocetine, not for preventative. Human growth hormone, not for preventative, but only for those with memory loss and only if physician prescribes it. Acupuncture might be of some help, he thinks. Hydrogen, maybe if prescribed by a physician. That's the end of his list. And by the way, on the CoQ10, he says it must be in 100 milligram doses. Less than that, he says it's not effective. So if you have budgetary constraints, he'd say take that every other day. Okay, that may be an old list, but it's a good, it's illustrative for you to begin. And so another source for you is Life Extension Magazine. Now, I particularly like Life Extension Magazine because they always cite the peer-reviewed journals. It is a magazine that will come to your house free. They are selling supplements, but I will have to credit them as really being a leader in terms of early adopter, and Dr. Falloon really has given his, William Falloon, I believe he's a doctor, given his life really as a campaign to help longevity, and I think he's really done so with not only his studies, but also his supplements. And so you can read every month, you can read about the breakthroughs, the progress of various researchers. And of course, there'll be supplements to buy. Of course, you can buy them at any time. You don't have to buy the ones that are mentioned in that particular episode. That's audio. That particular month's publication. Also, you'll find that there are blood tests that you can order at a much reduced cost. Now, much reduced cost. And I think starting to hear these podcasts of these cutting-edge multimillionaires, young men who were doing all kinds of things, they use a lot of tests. And I'm very, very pleased that us less moneyed people can now have access to this. This was not the case when the AMA was in charge. So you can order tests and get them at a reputable lab for hundreds instead of thousands of dollars, and then you can have them read by the professionals at Life Extension. Let's see if I can give you an example of something here. So highly purified fish oil. I think probably most of us know that we need some more fatty omega acids in our diet, and that the fish oil or sesame ligands and olive polyphenols are helpful. So we need EPA and DHA, or maybe it's with krill. And so you can get your choice and read up on that. Let me just read you some headlines from, this is May 2019, because this was what was within reach. So here's a little article, says metformin and quercetin work better together against prostate cancer cells. A little article. When you eat may be as important as what you eat. Sedentary lifestyle can raise risk for kidney and bladder cancer. Yeah, because we're sitting there too much at our computers, right? We need to get up, go to the bathroom, walk around. Lactoferrin can help ease the loss of taste, smell after chemotherapy. Hopefully you won't have to do that. Restore collagen and hyaluronic acid with delightful gummies. I'm not suggesting that. But good for your skin. I'm not going to eat gummies. Okay, maximize green tea's health benefits by Susan Weil. Validation of the whole body benefits of green tea continues to grow. 6 citations. A human study published by the Journal of American Medical Association found that consuming 5 or more cups of green tea daily was associated with a 26% lower risk of cardiovascular death. A meta-analysis found that for every 500 milliliters per day increase in green tea consumption, about 3 cups, the risk of cognitive disorders decreased 29%. Another citation. Okay, citations everywhere. So, yes, we know that green tea is good for you. Well, you could also take it in a pill if you want. Okay, and so protecting against neurodegeneration. Neurodegenerative disorders such as mild cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's are growing increasingly common. Unchecked, they rob the aging population of brain function, particularly cognitive abilities such as memory and attention. So they don't go into why, but don't you wonder why we're having such a ballooning of problems such as this in a population that was more affluent than their predecessors, the World War II generation. And I think about my parents and how strongly they tried to have a low-fat diet based on no science at all, but that's what they were taught. And so and you wonder how much they truly injured their brains. So it was only in the last few years that Dad would go ahead and eat olive oil. And of course he did eat salmon. But anyway, back to the article. When researchers went further and looked at the effect of, effects of specific types of tea, they found that only green tea and not the other types such as black tea or oolong tea remained a significant predictor of beneficial cognitive outcomes. Green tea was associated with 36% lower odds of developing cognitive disorders. Well, I am surprised. Now, I think that other kinds of tea are very helpful, but I have to go with the citation there. Okay, and then the last paragraph. A new broad-spectrum green tea extract provides 8 different highly bioavailable catechins. Encapsulating them in an easily absorbed liposomes further enhances their stability and bioavailability and equates to drinking the catechin content equivalent of up to 12 cups of standard green tea. Okay, so you can buy Life Extension's Green Tea Max. Okay, another headline, battling allergies with probiotics. Runny noses, itchy eyes, sneezing, congestion. Millions of people suffer from seasonal allergies and turn to prescription or over-the-counter medication to find relief. Scientists have discovered a surprising alternative approach, probiotics. The idea of using helpful bacteria to reduce allergic symptoms may sound radical, but clinical trials show it to be quite beneficial. In one study, a specific probiotic, Lactobacillus acidophilus L92, led to a 2.5-fold improvement in nasal allergy symptoms and a 4.7-fold improvement in eye symptoms compared to people using a placebo. Citation. So, on and on. Citation was, again, just random, to the 56th annual meeting of the Japanese Society of Allergology, Tokyo, Japan, 2006. I didn't know there was such a word. Okay, that didn't happen to be American, but also quoted in this article is the American Journal of Physiology, the Bioscience, Biotechnology, Biochemistry, Allergology International, the Open Nutrition Journal, the International Archives of Allergy Immunology, the Journal of Dairy Science, the Internet, okay, and on and on and on. Okay, you'll find more well-known in there, we already read the AMA, so JAMA and all of that kind of stuff. I think you'll find a variety. Feed your brain. Here's an advertisement. They're advertising Cognitex Elite Pregnolone and Cognitex Elite. So that's a proprietary blend that includes Sibelius Sage Extract, or a blue wild-crafted blueberry complex, ashwagandha extract, phosphatidylserine, uridine 5 monophosphate, and vinpocetine. Okay, here's another page advertising taurine, boosts brain cell regeneration and supports whole body health. Here's another headline, overlooked dangers of excess fasting insulin. by Sonia Whitman, the public is largely aware of the dangers of high blood sugar. Chronically elevated blood glucose levels damage almost every tissue in the body and accelerate degenerative aging. And that's true. I think everybody who has any kind of scientific background will tell you, stop eating all those sweeteners. Blood glucose. But the thing is, it's not just sweeteners. So you can have something sweet like stevia that doesn't give you a high glycemic index. And then you can have potatoes that gives you a higher glycemic index reading than even white sugar. So it's really important to look at that glycemic index if you've got diabetes. And don't believe this nonsense. Oh, well, you can forget that and take the medicine. That's stupid. You need to roll back this stuff. We've got an epidemic of diabetes because we've had an epidemic of stupid advice. The worst kind of advice is not only wrong, but trusted. Okay, so back to the article. A related condition that often goes undiagnosed is elevated fasting insulin. Long before blood sugar rises, levels of the hormone insulin can be dangerously high. Elevated fasting insulin is linked to a number of health problems, including cancer, Alzheimer's, high blood pressure, and atherosclerosis. 8 citations. Not only is fasting insulin seldom checked for, but over-secreting of insulin by the pancreas can artificially lower blood glucose. This can allow a diabetic state to fester for decades before glycemic control is lost and full-blown type 2 diabetes develops. It doesn't need to be that way. Fasting insulin can be checked by low-class blood test. When elevated, insulin can be reduced through diet, exercise, certain nutrients, and the AMPK activating drug metformin. What is elevated fasting insulin? And so on and so forth. And so it will explain this. It will recap this with bullet points. It will tell you about various medications. But skipping. Using plant compounds to boost AMPK. Fortunately, other plants contain natural compounds with similar AMPK activating properties. Gymnospina pentaphyllum is a plant native to parts of Asia. It's known as the immortality herb by some local cultures. Hesperidin, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and so, not surprisingly, they're going to be able to sell you a panel, that a blood test panel that tests your fasting insulin, and they're going to be able to sell you a supplement. Okay, and by the way, their AMPK metabolic activator will conquer your belly fat. Okay, and then age reversal update by William Falloon. He's going to tell you the progress in the regulatory and court arena, as well as in the science arena, and give you an update. And you know, I have to appreciate that. I'm sure there are other good sources, but I'm here to bring you some information. And I'm going to quote Benjamin Franklin as we close. Benjamin Franklin, and of course, it's in Falloon's magazine. Benjamin Franklin in 1780 wrote to scientist Joseph Priestley and said, "All diseases may by sure means be prevented or cured, not excepting that of old age, and our lives lengthened at pleasure, even beyond the current standard." Yes! There is no false hope. And we have progressed so much. Why is it that we are so proud to think that we are on the pinnacle of that progress? It's incumbent upon professionals to keep up with the progress. And if you ask for some scientific information and your doctor is appalled by that, get a new doctor. But in the meantime, if you have the brain power to read this kind of stuff, go get it and read it. Now, I don't recommend you just go willy-nilly on the internet and start reading about diseases, because that is never-ending and often stupid. You don't have enough knowledge to sort out what's not good. But if you can get a good source by people who have the appropriate kind of education and some experience and some good testimonials, then go for it. And supplements are very helpful. And if they can roll back dementia and prevent cognitive decline, or even give better human performance to executives, why not to children? Now, of course, you wouldn't give the same dose to a child because he's smaller, but surely ask a professional about it. And I would like to see this starting very much more with the children. We see far too much giving willy-nilly of serious drugs to kids, you know, without asking the questions, like giving them asthma drugs without asking if they live in a decently clean environment or if they're living in a roach hole, and giving them controlled substances instead of asking, well, are they eating red dye and are they drinking Pepsi before school and before bedtime? Common sense things. And so why not ask also, maybe they could use some, I don't know, some supplement to heal or grow their brain. Do they have enough DHA, you know, enough gamma linoleic acid in their system? Or they've been given the wrong diet so much that their brain is harmed? And of course, we have far too much resignation. There is no false hope. All right, so please come and check out the resources we have at greatshalom.org. www.great, like big G-R-E-A-T, shalom is shalom.org. And all of those of you who hoped that you would get a website that will work on your phone, hallelujah, it should be responsive. Sorry, I thought it was. But okay, so come there and hopefully we can help you out. And this is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children, no matter the age.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.